What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Stephania, and welcome to another episode of Destroying the Box. Today is Friday, April 27th, 2018, and it is a wonderful day to be alive. I just came by today to just share with you the power of being you. There is power in knowing who you are, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses, your abilities, and your limitations. It's all so important. Knowing that what God has for you is for you. So don't spend any time comparing yourself to others. It would either make you overconfident or lower your self-esteem. No matter how successful someone is at something, it doesn't mean that is where your success lies. I could tell you that I made $100,000 last month selling cotton balls. I wish, but it doesn't mean that you need to start selling cotton balls, because you have to understand I could be graced and gifted and just blessed in that area. That is where my, you know, I'm passionate about it. And so, and in return, that is where my success is in selling cotton balls. I remember I used to join different multi-level marketing companies, and they would parade the successful people in the company in front of you, hoping you would look and say, hey, that could be me. But when you're not sure of who you are and what you were created to do, you oftentimes buy into things that resemble the outcome that you're trying to achieve. I soon found out that lotions and potions wasn't my thing, and looking at the success of others didn't mean success for me. And so what I had to do is figure out, what was I created to do? What does my success for a wealthy place look like, and what is it connected to? And I found out that it was connected to whatever I was passionate about, what drove me, where my energy was. And so I just want to encourage somebody today to find, if you really, really want to connect to that wealthy place, to that happy place, to that joyful place in your life, I guarantee you, if you connect and find out what you're passionate about, you're going to find all of those things. Hey, be encouraged today. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of Destroying the Box.